For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children ages 8 and 7 from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
McAleenan says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries will serve as the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, appearing on ABC's This Week. Jeffries was asked whether Democrats will approve funding for President Trump's border wall in order to end the government shutdown.
We are not willing to pay $2.5 billion or $5 billion in wasting taxpayer dollars on a ransom note because Donald Trump decided that he was going to shut down the government and hold the American people hostage. That's unreasonable.
Jeffries says many of the migrants trying to make their way into the U.S. are leaving their homes because they're overrun with gangs and drugs. A St. Louis, Missouri man has been charged with fatally shooting his girlfriend, her mother, and her two young children, ages 8 and 10. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomar says 15 charges have been filed against 46-year-old Richard Emory. The appropriate punishment?
It's premature for us to make any sort of pronouncement about that right now, but I can tell you this thing looks and smells like a death penalty case.
After a 7-hour manhunt, he was found at a gas station bathroom with wounds to his neck and hip. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A first-of-its-kind animal welfare law takes effect in California on Tuesday. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
How much is that doggy in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale.
It'll be Alabama and Clemson playing for the National College Football Championship again. Alabama defeated Oklahoma 45-34 in the college football playoff semifinal at the Orange Bowl. Alabama running back Josh Jacobs was asked to describe his spectacular touchdown catch in the second quarter.
Initially, when I caught the ball, one defender to beat, that's how I tried to beat him any kind of way I could, and it just happened to be running him over.
Clemson clobbered Notre Dame in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic 30-3. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says his teammates make him look good.
It's just about this team, you know. It makes it a lot easier on me when you have guys all around you that are just great players and take that load off of you. So, you know, there's not much pressure when you have guys this good playing around you. So just that and the coaches.
Clemson and Alabama will meet in the college football playoffs for the fourth consecutive year, the third time in the championship game. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.